We are so glad you have joined us today for worship led by our youth group. Before we begin worship, we want to make sure to invite you to our potato and salad bar lunch and dessert auction, which will take place in the fellowship hall right after worship. All the proceeds will go to help our youth and children. Go to missions camp this summer. Also, please mark your calendars for a special concert next Sunday, March 3rd at 2 p.m. Jubilate. A Christian student choir from the University of Virginia will be giving a concert at Colonial Presbyterian Church. Rick and Melissa are alumni of the group, which has sung here at CABC and was greatly enjoyed. Last week, Pastor Quentin shared with you that we are celebrating Jan Bryant's 20th year of ministry at CABC. In honor of her anniversary, Joe Durer has written a poem that Pastor Melissa will read now.
Joe thought he'd be too emotional. Last chance, do you want to read it? No. Okay. It says, Jan, it's for you. Can you believe it, Jan? Time really does fly. Oh no, yes, 20 years has really gone by. The worship choir has so evolved, lo, these many years, and the few originals give you the loudest cheers. Your skills and challenges surely motivate how the choir does sing, and all who hear so appreciate those special programs you bring. You are always so willing, as many will attest, encouraging, prompting all singers to do their best. You persevere, always available, whatever it may take, and all in the choir know you give no time to take a break. You're always so good to be around, never does one recall you to ever frown. You program solos, duets, ensembles, a worship choir. Remember, even one Christmas, you took us ever higher. At Colonial Presbyterian, that is. They sing from the loft there, y'all. The balcony. Your skills so superior, you stand above the rest. This we truly know. No other can pass that test. Matters not the age or skill. Effervescence will abound. Enthusiasm spills over. It does show all around. Truly this we know as we celebrate today. Colonial Avenue is blessed. You came our way. Written by Joe.
We hope today as you worship, you will hear Jesus saying to you, if you are tired from carrying your heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble and you will find rest. The yoke is easy to bear and the burden is light.
We have gathered in this place to worship.
Because Jesus invites us to come.
We come as we are.
With our faith and our doubts.
With our success and our failures.
Because Jesus invites us to come.
We come with what we have.
Bringing with us the events and experiences from this past week.
Because Jesus invites us to come.
Come all that are weary, all that are carrying burdens so heavy.
Jesus will give us rest.
Come, take what Jesus has to offer, love, forgiveness, and grace.
Christ will give us peace.
Come, find rest, and learn from Jesus.
For our Savior will give us rest in our souls.
Come, let us learn from our God.
Let us follow our Savior who leads us into life.
Come, let us worship.
I invite you to stand and sing with us. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come on, guys, it's worship time.
Children. may be seated.
Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Okay. Burdens. We all have them. Whether they're from a hurt we need to forgive, a personal failure, a worry, responsibility, doubt, mistake. The list could go on. Alone, all of these things seem pretty easy to handle. But as we continue to hold on to them, they begin to consume us and make us feel like failures. Last year was a difficult year for me for this exact reason. I held on to a lot of things that I felt responsible for, and I also put a lot of pressure on myself to never let anyone down. By putting those expectations on myself, I started to feel like a disappointment. For instance, in sports. I didn't do well in a game, therefore I let my team and my coaches down. In school, I didn't do well on a test, I let my teachers and my parents down. Along with all of those, I kept asking myself questions like, why does everybody think I'm stupid? Why am I not as pretty as her? Why am I not good enough? This mindset had consumed me, and I had the idea in my head that no matter how hard I tried, I was never going to be good enough for anyone. Not my friends, my family, not even God. I saw myself as a disappointment, a letdown, a screw-up, a failure, a burden. And that's how most of 2018 went. No matter how many times my teachers told me I did well, my coaches told me they were proud of me, regardless of how many times my mom's Facebook friends told me I was beautiful, none of it changed how I looked at myself. And those burdens continued to build up until that summer. We were away at camp, and as we were walking into worship one night, we were each handed a glow stick. When the service began, a speaker got on the stage and asked questions like, how many of you have ever felt like you weren't pretty enough, smart enough, athletic enough, and so on? He continued to say, now break your glow stick for each time you have ever felt that way. The room got silent, and all you could hear was the cracking of glow sticks. A few moments went by, and the speaker said, you are like these glow sticks. Through your cracks and breaks, God shines his light and reveals your true beauty. This experience helped me to realize that I wasn't the only one carrying those burdens around. Everybody has them, and we share a lot of similar ones. I discovered that I was looking for worth in the wrong places. You can't find your self-worth in people's opinions of you, but you can find it in your relationship with Christ. Jesus tells us to take on his yoke because it is easy and light. He doesn't promise that life will be a walk in the park if we do this, but he says it'll be easier if we do. By stepping back and acknowledging our burdens and finding the grace in the world, we can begin living our lives lightly and freely like Jesus intended us to.
Okay. Hi. Okay. All right, I have two rocks. How much do you think these rocks weigh? Well, all rocks don't weigh exactly the same, but I think these two weigh about 5 pounds. You want to hold them? Here. Want a rock? Okay, you can pass them around if you want.
They are heavy. Stand up, let's see if you can hold.
That isn't very heavy, is it? You can easily pick up a rock. Do you think you could pick up this rock and hold your arm straight out to the side of you like this? You might be able to hold it for a minute or two, but do you think you could hold it all day? No. The longer you hold it, the heavier it feels. That same thing is true of the burdens we carry around with us. What are some of those burdens? Do you have any burdens that you carry around with you?
What
You can share them if you want. Yeah, I feel you there. Same thing happened to me when I was in fifth grade. Here are some examples of burdens. Some of you may be having trouble with your schoolwork, or maybe you're fighting with a friend, or someone has made fun of you, or you may be feeling guilty about something you have done. That's a pretty heavy load to have to carry by yourself, isn't it? Well, the good news is, you don't have to carry it alone. In our Bible lesson for today, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Then he went on to say, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is our helper. Sometimes we hold on to our burdens and try to carry them ourselves, but Jesus will help us if we let him.
Good morning. So right now, we'd like to invite you to spend a few moments thinking of the ways you feel tired, worn out, and burdened. Name the things you feel actually rob you from life. Okay, cool. Okay. As you entered, you received a piece of brown paper. Take a moment now and write down your thoughts and responses on that paper. So on the brown piece of paper, you're going to write down your burdens. Some of us will be coming around the sanctuary to collect your papers. As we do, turn to the people around you and share some of the burdens or things that cause you to feel tired or burned out, if you're willing to. What do you think Jesus would say if you came to him with your burdens, and what advice would he give? The good news is, God doesn't leave us alone with our burdens. Hear these words of assurance from Scripture. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." And Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning."
Are you tired, worn out, burdened, out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and I'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Okay. So, my name is Sam. I'm one of the pastors today. So, boys back in Jesus' time worked their entire life trying to be a rabbi. And a rabbi is basically a religious teacher and a leader. So the boys would have to go through these tests, and these tests would see if they were capable of being a rabbi. If you failed one of these tests, you were sent home to be a carpenter, fisherman, or a family trait. Even if you passed all but one, you still got sent home. A rabbi would choose one boy and say to him, "I choose you to follow me and believe, and I believe you can be like me." He picks one or couple of kids, and then they become the new rabbi in training. Gotta pull up the old Bible.
It's a good Bible. Everything's done on a phone nowadays. It's good. Okay. Matthew 11, verse 29 says, "Put on my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves." Remember that. When Jesus calls us to follow him, he doesn't say it will be easy, but he does help us. God helps everyone with anger, fear, and humiliation. If you like it or not, God will always be there to help you through anything. He's helped me over a lot over the years, and I will tell you a couple of those. I'm only 12, so I don't have many burdens, but some of them, I have gotten some of them as I gotten older. Like when I was in kindergarten or first grade, I was bullied, and I used to not want to go to school, and I would beg my parents to let me be homeschooled. And my grandma finally drove me to school because the bus was where the bullying was happening. That helped me a little bit, but still I sat alone at lunch and cried. One day, one of my friends saw me crying at the lunch and told the principal. My sister came up and told the bully off. I sat in my sister's lap and cried for a long time because I was hurt. I saw God during that because I'm not the best at anger management, but I'm getting better. Oh, I've got to read another Bible verse here. Okay. Where was I? Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, 26 through 32. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, and it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." This Bible verse helps me when I am mad or going to lash out. God helps me all the time because kids in middle school are not the nicest. They're just plain mean, honestly. The things they say are mean, and I'm not perfect. I say things that I don't want to hurt people, but they still hurt. There's this thing where they slap you on the neck, and it hurts a lot. And so you just want to go back and slap them again, but you don't because you don't want to get in trouble. You need to apologize to people if you do them wrong. I recently have gotten in trouble, and my parents kept telling me to apologize. I didn't want to because, me being me, I was always right. But I wanted to make things right, so I went up to him and apologized. Honestly, it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. I think my parents were very proud of me. So if you remember one thing from the sermon, what I want you to realize is that don't do wrong to others. And if you do, apologize. And it will make you feel like a better person. Remember Ephesians chapter 4, 26 through 32. When you get mad or angry at someone. And remember that when Jesus calls you to come to him, he will always offer help with your burdens. Thank you.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. again just who I am, because I need to know. You'll have every victory.
You say of me. Today, we are going to pray using glow sticks. Please take out the glow stick you received when you entered today. Did anyone not get theirs? All right, could someone get them glow sticks, please? If you keep your hands up, we'll get to you, and I'm going to hold off for you. Now, don't trip over that. All right, everyone has a glow stick? Oh, yeah. Was I leaning? Okay. So, be careful not to break your glow stick. We will do that in a minute. It's okay if you've already did. Now, please pray with me as you hold your glow stick in your hands. God, every day you remind us that you are with us, and that our burdens and brokenness don't define us. Teach us the beauty of humility. Give us a deeper level of compassion for others and a greater capacity to receive and share God's unconditional love. Change our perspective. Help us to see differently. Bring us comfort in times of pain. Show us that the brokenness we are ashamed of actually gives God a chance to shine even brighter in our lives. Amen. Begin to make small breaks in your glow stick. As you make each break, think of a burden in your life, something that makes you feel tired, worn down, burnt out, or anxious. Sometimes we may feel like these glow sticks and have experienced a painful break. And while it may have only been a little break, it still hurts. And when they add up, we see that our life can appear completely broken. As I read some of life's breaks, please stand if you have experienced it too. If you're already standing, you may briefly raise your hand to indicate that you have experienced that break as well. After each is named, we will all respond with the words, "Jesus, come to me." Jesus says, come to me. Sorry, out there. Stand if you have ever felt pain or sickness.
Jesus says, come to me.
Stand if you have ever been betrayed.
Jesus says, come to me.
Stand if you have ever been felt alone, lost, or confused. Jesus says, come to me. Stand if you have ever been afraid. Jesus says, come to me. Stand if you have felt unworthy. Jesus says, come to me. Stand if you have ever been bullied. Jesus says, come to me. Stand if you have ever failed at something. Jesus says, come to me. Stand if you have ever made a mistake. Jesus says, come to me. Look around you at the light shining from our broken places. Jesus says, come to me. And when we do, we put down our yoke and take up the ones Jesus gives us. We can all be the light God created us to be. Thanks be to God.
Jesus' invitation to come to me is an invitation to bring all that we have. our hearts, our souls, our lives. Accepting that invitation also means recognizing all that we have as a gift from God. One way we do this is by offering it back with cheerful hearts, knowing that God will provide all our needs. Please pray with me now for God to bless our gifts and offerings. God, thank you for all the ways you provide for us. Help us to have grateful hearts and to share our blessings so that others can come to know your love for them. Take what we give and use it to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Matthew 11:30.
Hi. Jesus says in Matthew 11, that when we choose to follow him, we can begin to know the rhythms of grace. To be honest, I'm not sure what those rhythms of grace are, Life is stressful for most teenagers like myself, and the idea of living lightly and freely seems more like a goal than a reality. But I do think that when we learn to follow the rhythms set by Jesus, one of the things it helps us know is how and when we spend our energy, when to make a stand and when to walk away, and when to offer grace. For me, that means learning when to compromise and when to take a stand. It's good to take a stand when you really believe in something, especially when it means sticking up for someone else, but we can also get in pointless arguments that don't help anyone, including ourselves. When it's Christians who are doing that kind of fighting, it means we're definitely not following Jesus' rhythms of grace. Jesus sometimes said hard things to people, but they always came from a place of love. Sadly, that's not always true for us, or at least for me. But I sometimes get into useless Twitter fights with people. People who believe some things that I don't think make any sense at all, like flat earthers, for example. It doesn't matter what I say or what evidence there is. They believe what they believe, and nothing will change their minds. It's like a useless fight, and picking a useless fight is like picking a scab because it becomes a scar, you know? Scars are permanent. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm still trying to figure out following Jesus's... I'm still trying to figure out what following Jesus really means, and I don't really know how it would feel to live lightly and freely, but I'd like to. One thing I'm learning to do is compromise, to give grace to to give grace to others sometimes. But you may feel a sense of accomplishment when you win an argument, a serious one. But there's also the fact that you've argued with someone until they gave up, and that leaves just a bit of a bad feeling in your chest. And when you're fighting or arguing about our God to someone who isn't a follower, you're showing them that harsh words and persistent nagging is a part of Christianity. And leaving someone with a bad taste in their mouth after a conversation about God? There's a lot of things I could call that, but none of them have anything to do with grace or living freely. When we work against rhythms of grace, everything feels out of sync. Our relationships may suffer, we may feel anxious or depressed, and we just can't seem to get anything right. I hope that all of us can learn to find those rhythms and offer that grace to other people.
Grace is a gift, something we enjoy and benefit from, that is unearned. God's grace means that all the beauty, all the goodness, all the love, and all the healing that we get to experience are gifts freely given. We are surrounded by grace, and it's happening, whether we notice it or not, from the moment each of us were born, even before we were born. We invite you now to take a few moments of silent prayer, asking God to show you the reality of grace in your life, whether it be a friend who has been incredibly forgiving towards you, a memorable conversation while witnessing a sunset, or simply having the ability to breathe. On your multicolored paper, the other piece of paper you got, you're going to write down some of these moments. As we sing our last song, our youth will be coming around to take your papers. This week, we will make artwork for the church using your paper.
Jesus invites us to take his yoke, to learn from him how to make a real rest and acknowledge the rhythms of grace that exist all around us. But But accepting his invitation does not mean life is suddenly sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Jesus doesn't invite us to follow him and put on his fluffy little cloud. He knows there will be hard stuff, sickness, broken friendships, and the times we mess up. Putting on a yoke is a burden, whether it's have a heavy piece of wood upon your shoulders or the teachings of Jesus, it's still a burden. But unlike the burdensome yokes used to plow fields, Jesus' yoke is a burden that fits one that is light. Each animal has its yoke fitted specifically to its body, but still has to carry a fairly large tool on its back. And much like that, we know Jesus' yoke, though it's not heavy, is still something to be acknowledged. But there's this thing. Just as those oxen are yoked to each other in order to make their field work easier, we are invited to allow Jesus to be yoked to us, helping to make our burdens lighter. Jesus doesn't invite us into life without struggle, but a life where we can work with God to face whatever comes and know that grace is plentiful and all around. Jesus doesn't force us to allow him to walk side by side with us. It's a choice. We can choose to accept his invitation to come to him. We can believe that when we do, we can find rest for our souls, and we can recognize that there is beauty and grace everywhere we look. We can also choose to take off our burdensome yokes and the ones that rob us of our life and wear us out, and instead are the yoke of Jesus, the yoke of grace. As we sing our last song, we pray you will accept the invitation. Pastor Quentin will be at the front to welcome you if you wish to do publicity.
Will you please stand with us?